In Northwest farm country, tiny blueberry buds are already starting to plump up, but cold snaps could kill them, and that's a bummer for your morning smoothie. To save more of those fruit-bearing buds, blueberry farmers are waging an epic battle against the frost, right now. Correspondent Anna King has our story from Prosser, Washington.
Frost bites at night. That's the frost alarm. It looks retro, like a radio from the 1940s. It sends workers scrambling from their beds when temps drop too low, boots on, up and out to save tender fruit buds. Farm supervisor Arnulfo Munoz says the alarm is a bit tough on his marriage. His wife is not a fan.
Oh, every time she feels cold outside, she says, "Oh, the alarm again? Are you going to sleep or are you going to let me sleep?"
A skeleton crew rattles out with the first alarms to drive around the pitch black fields.
Cold spots move around on us.
That's Keith Oliver. He oversees hundreds of acres of valuable fruit here at Olson Brothers Ranches and 800 pickers.
We have hundreds of thermometers scattered throughout the farms, and people are driving around at night looking at those things after the frost alarms go off, and we have to just keep watching and jumping around and trying to stay one step ahead of it.
Oliver cares about all he tends, hops, cherries, and fancy apple varieties. But
with our organic blueberries right now, we spend the most money per acre growing them, and we can make the most money per acre selling them if things go right.
So they fight frost hard to yield more fruit. Sometimes the frost alarms go off as early as 9 p.m. That means already worked and tired crews have to head back to the farm for an all-night battle.
The work in the daytime suffers because we can't just bring in extra people. It's the same people.
On a really bad cold night, here's the battle plan. Workers find the coldest spots, then scramble to start irrigation sprinklers. They start waking up even more workers, phone tree style. Then giant wind machines sputter to life. And workers light up hundreds of propane heaters. All that usually saves some blueberry buds. But some years, all this work doesn't pay in the end if one night is too cold for too long. Timing the battle cry for the Cold War each night is key. Wake workers up and turn everything on too soon?
It's like, yeah, burning money.
Thousands of dollars per hour. Start the fight too late? Major crop drag. Washington State University scientists are amassing data by freezing cut branches from the fields every week in a lab, then cutting open each bud and seeing what survives different temps. Other Northwest crops already have these precise cold hardy models, but the Northwest blueberry boom has outrun science. This is Oliver's 31st spring on this same fertile ground. He says with better wind machines and burners and experience, they're able to save more fruit. His blue eyes are mostly bloodshot, determined. If Oliver and other Washington farmers win the frost war, they'll likely harvest more than $100 million of blueberries this summer.
We go for it. We don't want to give up on the year in the spring. We're going to fight the frost.
He'll likely lose much of his crew by battle's end. Even extra pay doesn't make the job worth it. But come June, those that stick around can sleep in till around 4. I'm Anna King, outside of Prosser, Washington.